Hello, I'm Debbie Rutt with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Beth Richards with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. W-A-C-O. No,
and that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
The 9th Annual Waco Wonderland Festival is returning to downtown Waco's Heritage Square starting tonight.
The celebration kicks off at 5 with the opening of the Ferris wheel, live music, food and merchant vendors, live reindeer, and visits with Santa. A tree lighting ceremony and fireworks show concludes the holiday festivities for tonight.
Tomorrow is the Wonderland Parade at 10 a.m. along Austin Avenue, and the Waco Wonderland will have more activities, including a snow tube hill.
You are also encouraged to visit downtown Waco throughout the month of December for holiday shopping and to experience the light display made possible by the Waco Downtown Public Improvement District. An ongoing list of activities in the downtown area is at wacowonderland.com.
Cultivate 712 is hosting their four-year birthday bash on First Friday. That's tonight at 712 Austin Avenue from 5 until 9.
There will be a new exhibit by Greg Llewellyn displaying some colorful insects and so much more.
Live music, axe throwing with Waco Axe Company, a mini Waco escape room in Undercroft, and a food truck. First Friday tonight, right in downtown.
Waco Civic Theater presents the best Christmas pageant ever this weekend through Saturday. It's a hilarious Christmas classic. For showtimes and ticket information, visit wacocivictheater.com.
Join the Historic Waco Foundation for a morning of holiday fun on Saturday. Breakfast with Santa happens at the Earl Napier Kennard House from 9 until 11. There will be all kinds of fun with crafts and pictures with Santa. The Earl Napier Kennard House is at 814 South 4th Street.
Saturday night is the Brazos Theater's final improv show of 2021. It's their annual Ugly Sweater Improv. It's a completely improvised comedy show with holiday-themed sketches all based on your suggestions. Someone's going to win a prize for the best ugly holiday sweater. It's BYOB, and for tickets, visit BrazosTheater.com.
Join the Texas Sports and Social Club at Brotherwell for their first annual Candy Cane Cornhole Classics Bags Tournament on Sunday from 1 until 4.
Sign up as a team of two or as a single, and they'll pair you up with someone. You can bring your own bags, or you can use the ones that they provide.
Brackets will be determined based on number of teams participating. Prizes will be awarded to top finishers.
It's time for another Chunky Nip workshop at the Rustic Brush.
There's limited seating, so grab your spot by going to their Facebook page. They'll teach you how to create your own beautiful hand-knit chunky blanket, or how to knit your own pumpkins, a set of three. The Rustic Brush is at 1412 North Valley Mills Drive.
Wednesday night will be Locals Night, Ag Magnolia Market at the Silos. You can join Chip and JoJo at the Silos to hear local school choirs and Baylor Virtuoso, grab dinner, shop at a discount, and take photos with Santa, and so much more. All donated proceeds will benefit the Cove.
That will be from 6:30 until 8:30 Wednesday night.
Remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send me all the details at actlocallywaco.org. Your event will be added to our calendar, and you might just be one of the events we talk about here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org.
As you go out into the community, remember to be safe.
And if you're not yet vaccinated, please mask up.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Have a happy First Friday, Waco Town.